Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Young, Widowed, and Dating podcast series, where we explore everything from moving forward after the loss of a spouse to dealing with the judgment so many in the widowed community feel for dating post-loss. This week, the topic is slowing down or seizing the day, pacing yourself in a relationship. Widowhood often gives us a fresh perspective of life, and one of the biggest lessons is the realization that tomorrow isn't promised. But how does that affect our dating life? Does the lesson cause us to move too fast, or are we simply enjoying the time we have left? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Young, Widowed, and Dating podcast. We're discussing if there's ever a right or wrong pace to move in a relationship, specifically from a widowed perspective. Many times we have to kiss several frogs to even find someone we connect with. There may be a long line of broken dates, ghostings, or encounters with scammers. We're fed up and tired of being on the dating scene. Then we meet someone quote-unquote normal, someone we think who has potential. There's an instant connection on the first date and things start moving fairly quickly. Family and friends hear you talking about this new person, and before you know it, everyone's telling you to pump your brakes. You think you're being judged for moving forward too quickly because you feel they don't understand how rocky the path has been for you to even meet someone who understands that you're widowed, one who doesn't feel threatened by your late spouse. You know that life is short, so you want to dive in head first. You want to seize the day. I encourage you to not confuse concern with judgment. Yes, there are couples that hit it off immediately. You might even have had your marriage result from a one-night stand, though neither of you expected anything beyond sex. You knew right away with your husband or wife, and you know this relationship is the real deal. It might be. Just be sure that both of you are on the same page. Not all of us are guilty of this, but sometimes we unconsciously make a new relationship an extension of our marriage. I remember interviewing a widow for my book, The One Thing, 100 Widows Share Lessons on Love, Loss, and Life, and she couldn't understand why her boyfriend didn't want to join her and her children for supper every night. It's what she had done with her spouse, but this relationship was fairly new, yet she held him to the standards to which she'd held her husband. Thankfully, she realized the error in her thinking and was able to realize that her new boyfriend shouldn't be required to pick up the baton that her spouse dropped. This was a brand new race, a new stadium, new audience, new everything. Stay tuned. We'll return with the Young, Widowed, and Dating podcast after a word from our sponsor. We're back. Many of us are now dating with children. Remember that just as you're grieving, so are your children. While you may know with certainty that this new person is the person that you want to live out your happily ever after with, I encourage you to use caution when there are children involved. They've already lost their mom or dad. You don't want to add someone new to their life only to have your relationship rooted in infatuation and have it fizzle out. It'll be yet another loss for them. And as Dr. Phil so rightly says, kids have the unique ability to blame themselves for things, even when they're beyond their control. Also, you need time to have conducted a background check and verification of information before introductions are made to your children. They've been through so much. If their emotional well-being requires that you slow down just a little, then do it. The risks are too great. Sometimes, if the person we're dating is also widowed, we feel there's a special connection, and from what I've seen, one party tends to lower their guard much more quickly than if he or she were involved with, say, a divorced person or someone who's never been married. Please hear me when I tell you that pedophiles, narcissists, and other toxic people lose spouses too. The death of a spouse doesn't automatically make someone a good human being. Take the same precautions you would to vet this person. It only takes one bad decision to create havoc in your life. We'll be right back.
Enjoying the podcast? Consider checking out the Young Widowed and Dating blog at www.youngwidowedanddating.com. Articles range from dealing with in-laws to reopening your heart to love after losing a spouse or partner. Visit www.youngwidowedanddating.com to learn more.
We're back, and we're discussing the topic slowing down or seizing the day. With the ease of the internet, we have much more access to potential partners, even those outside our geographical reach. Skype, FaceTime, and other video conferencing technologies make it easy to begin and maintain long-distance relationships. But as the Jamaican expression goes, see me and live with me are two different things. In essence, it means that while things may be great when you travel back and forth, living together may surface issues you may not have been privy to. I've seen some in our community uproot their lives and their children to move across the country with a new partner they've known for 2 months, only to get there and realize it was a huge mistake. I've heard about widows moving their new man into their homes and discovering the person's a drug user. Yes, we know that tomorrow isn't promised to any of us. Life is short and we deserve to be happy. Yes, take the risk, but weigh the consequences first. Are you truly in love? Or are you in love with the idea of being in love? Is this really your dream man or woman? Or do you just want to be the widowed person who gets another chance at love? Do you love this new person or what they represent? Not being alone. Personally, I don't think there's a right or wrong pace when both people are on the same page with their expectations, goals, feelings, and emotions. When there are minor children involved, though, I hope that you'll keep in mind that if this truly is your person, they'll be your person a month from now or 2 months from now. Do the work to make sure you're enhancing your child's life, not complicating his or her grief. Know that it is very much possible to be cautious while living as though tomorrow isn't guaranteed. There can be a happy medium. So, what are the 5 takeaways from this podcast? Number 1, don't confuse concern with judgment. Number 2, remember that a new partner isn't picking up the baton dropped by your late spouse. This is a whole new race. Number 3, when children are involved, you owe it to them to take the time to make sure the new person has been thoroughly vetted. Number 4, weigh the consequences of your decision, especially when you're uprooting yourself or your kids. And number 5, you can be cautious even in a relationship that's moving quickly. Thanks again for joining us in another episode of the Young Widowed and Dating Podcast. I hope you'll leave your feedback, let us know what topics you'd like discussed in upcoming shows, and share the podcast with someone you feel would benefit from them. Until next time, thanks again for joining us.